We'll call to order this rec board meeting for Wednesday, October 15th, 2025. And our next item is the meeting agenda, but I want to add to that that there's going to be a fourth line item on new business. There's a backflow that needs replaced at the maintenance building. So that'll be our fourth item on new business.
For the record, where's the maintenance building?
1600 Nave Road, the maintenance for golf and parks.
Thank you.
And that's not to exceed $13,000.
I have a motion.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Roll call, please.
Spencer?
Yes.
Chartiger?
Yes.
Hickey?
Yes.
Coley?
Yes.
Rivera?
Yes. Our next item is the approval of minutes for September 17th, 2025 regular meeting. Is there any discussion?
I'll make a motion. We approve the September 17th, 2025 regular meeting minutes.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Roll call.
Spencer?
Yes.
Chartiger?
Yes.
Hickey?
Yes.
Coley?
Yes.
Rivera?
Yes. Our second item is the October 8, 2025 special meeting.
I'll make a motion to approve the October 8, 2025 special meeting.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Roll call.
Spencer?
Abstained.
Okay. Chartiger?
Abstained.
Hickey?
Yes. Got to get three votes here.
Coley?
Yes.
Rivera?
Yes. Yeah, I take it there's no public comments tonight, so we'll move right to the approval of the expense report.
I'll make a motion. We approve the September 2025 Park and Recreation Expense Report for $235,845.85.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Roll call, please.
Spencer?
Yes.
Chartiger?
Yes.
Hickey?
Yes.
Coley?
Yes.
Rivera?
Yes. Item two is the September 2025 Legends Expense Report.
I'll make a motion to approve the September 2025 Legends Expense Report for $195,093.35.
Second.
Second. Moved and seconded. Roll call, please.
Spencer?
Yes.
Chartiger?
Yes.
Hickey?
Yes.
Coley?
Yes.
Rivera?
Yes. Okay, we'll move into old business. Is there any old business tonight?
Yeah, I do have a question. It's been a year. Nobody's brought it up in the last year, so I'll bring it up. Kayla wasn't here. Last November, there was an approval for a pavilion at Lawndale Park. Do you know what the status of that is?
We put that on hold because we couldn't get drawings for it, and I'd like to do it in the spring with a gazebo.
Hold.
I believe in the. I want to.
Well, was it approved for a gazebo?
It was approved for a $50,000. A pavilion. If we need to change that, a pavilion, gazebo. If we need to change that, we could do that. There's nothing moving forward as of right now. We could not get a drawing for.
So, for a lame guy like me, what's the difference between a pavilion and a
gazebo? I think it was June. We talked a little bit about this. A pavilion is, like the one at Lincoln Park is 30 by 40. I think that's too big for what we would want at Lawndale. So with that being said, I asked a couple guys, give me a 20 by 30 drawing. I can't do anything without a drawing. Didn't get that. And then I think it was 2 months ago, put on hold in meeting. And at that point, I think a better thing for that small park would be a gazebo. And we can
I think you're gonna have to change that.
Yeah, then we can do that once we get to that point. I think we can find a gazebo now.
Okay.
And go pick it up and place it and it would be a lot less expensive as well. But it would serve the same purpose.
Okay.
We're not gonna have it.
Anything else? Okay, if there's nothing else, we'll move on to the new business. First item is the new hires.
I make a motion, we approve the new hire.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Roll call, please.
Spencer?
Yes.
Chartiger?
Yes.
Hickey?
Yes.
Coley?
Yes.
Rivera?
Yes. Item two is the 2026 Park and Rec budget. There's an attachment for that. Any questions on this budget?
Need a motion.
Now, do we have a motion on this?
Well, I make a motion that we approve the Parks and Recreation 2026 budget.
Second.
This has been moved and seconded. Roll call, please.
I have a couple questions.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Mark.
The budget, why is the budget and the raises in the same together? One does not pertain to the other. You can vote on the raises and you can also vote on the budget separate. Why is that?
I'm not sure about that, Mark.
Okay.
Steve, can you help me?
I believe a couple years ago when we did this, everybody in the city is getting a 3% increase. So last year I believe we did the same thing last year and put it in the budget, and it's up to the board to approve that. You'll see the inflated numbers, as I talked to you the other day, was a 3% or 3% increase plus an extra pay for 2026. There's 27 pays instead of 26 pays. But to answer your question, Mr. Hickey, we put it in the budget.
Okay. Now, my next question is, why do we get a 3% raise every year, just out of curiosity? I mean, just like, what have we accomplished? Just give me an idea, you know.
What have we accomplished in Parks and Rec?
Anywhere.
This year, what we've done in our Parks and Rec, the splash pad completed and opened.
I don't want to steal your thunder, but I think that was the prior mayor. It was pretty much a splash pad.
I understand what you're saying, yeah. But that's one of the things that happened this year. I think the splash pad was, I can tell you, it was wonderful.
Yeah, but that had nothing to do with us. We passed it as a board.
Okay. Okay.
Ted and I, but at that time, but so go ahead.
I mean, some of the other, we did the roof repair at the maintenance building, new turf foul lines at Genshaft. We put the restroom in at Reservoir. We have new playground mulch, the pump replacement at the Legends, replaced AEDs, new fence at Shriver Park, replaced netting at Community Park on the fence line, new tractor for Parks and Rec maintenance, or Parks maintenance, the gym floor inspections and replacement of parts of the baskets and all the doings in the gym. Rec Center gym floor was resurfaced. The Rec Center received new carpet and camera addition here at the Rec Center. Senior center, we did the roof inspection and repairs over there. It was long overdue. We placed irrigation controllers at the Legends, cart paths and parking lot repaving, and irrigation pump replacement at the Legends.
Okay, my next question is, we're going to do, possibly, if it passes the board, a $1.8 million project for the resi. Can we afford, where are we going to cut, and where are we going to get this money?
If we're going to pay for that, it's coming directly out of our carryover. And we
sure.
And whatever decision we make, I think some of it would come out of the carryover and some out of the loan, if that's the way we go. We haven't decided that yet. That has nothing to do, and I understand your question, but this budget is already, this money has been certified by the county auditor for next year.
Then why are we
so this? I'm sorry?
Why do we vote no?
I don't know the answer to that. I mean, if you don't want to... They give us a number, say you can go with this. So this is for next year. Because of our revenue right now, at the golf course and at the rec center. I mean, it actually increased, if you look, the first one I gave you.
No, that's good.
Yeah, okay.
I'm with you on that. Now, my next question is, we're at the same, we have not resolved any of the same problems we had last year when I brought this up regarding the low pay. So somebody making $11 an hour is going to get a 33% increase. I don't know how you're going to attract anybody getting 33% increase, getting 33 cents.
3%.
Yeah, 30. So if you're getting 3% on $11, it's 33 cents.
The increase is only for the full-time people for the 3%. Our part-time people have a pay scale that goes from $11 up to $17 for some of them. All park personnel now start at $12 an hour, no less. They have potential to make up to $15, $16, $17 an hour over time. These people that you see on this one, these are brand new people, and as you look at the...
What are the requirements to get to $17 an hour?
I mean, they need to be here 4, 5, 6 years.
Okay.
Yeah. We haven't had that many stay that long. We usually had young. Now we do have some people that have been here a couple of years, and we hope to keep them. These positions you see here today are all new hires here at the rec center. The gym attendants, front desk attendant, you know, that's what we start them at. They have potential, they could make another quarter, another 50 cents an hour over the next 3 or 4 months, depending on their.
I guess I should be a little more specific. I'm more worried about getting more people in the parks, and I don't see us accomplishing that. And I've had this argument last time, we're paying them too low, and I just don't see it changing. We've had a whole year and nothing has changed. How many people did you get in the parks this year?
Joe, how many have?
We had seven seasonal and 3 full-time.
How many would you like to have?
I mean, we could use a few more seasonals, but the guys I have are really, I mean, they're retired, really good, they show up every day, so that's half the battle right there. The college kids I had was really good.
Gotcha.
So the whole season will retire.
Are there open positions, or are we talking about new FTs, new part-time employees?
We're always looking for people. Every spring we're looking for new seasonal people to add.
Are we struggling to get people to
come? Last year we didn't. I mean, we could always use a couple more, like you said. And some of the people that make some of the dollar amount they make, some of them can't make any more than that because of their retirement or their we have a gentleman here that works, so he gets Social Security. He can only work X amount of hours. We wanted to give him a raise, and he said we can't do it, you know, because he can only make so much money, so he gets his...
Like 21 grand.
Whatever the number is, but I'm saying, you know, he couldn't take any more money. But every parks person will start no less than...
He can take it, he's just going to be taxed at a higher...
Well, he told me he didn't want the raise.
Yeah.
Every seasonal parks person will start no less than 12. If somebody comes here from another park district, we have the flexibility in the pay scale to give them more money. And we'd be more than happy to do that to get good people.
If they're experienced.
Yes. And I can tell you, the people that are here next year, they're going to get a raise. They're going to get more. They're going to get probably an 8, 10, 12% raise.
So... The reason I'm bringing this up, so how are we going to afford this $1.8 million project then?
Because I mean, that's coming out of the carryover. We have, right now, $2.8 million total in the carryover. All together, parks and rec, legends.
So 3%.
Yeah, but we're not going to be using any of the legends money.
Already asked about that. I was told that we probably should. I mean, that's something to discuss.
Well, I mean, in what respect?
I was just asked okay. I was just told we probably should use some of their carryover as well.
And just back to the 3%. 3% is pretty standard for all industries because you have the high rate of inflation right now. And none of these employees are making an exorbitant amount of money.
Does anybody know what inflation is right now?
What's
7.2, I think it was.
2.7. That's what it is. That's what the government statistics say it is. I, now, you can believe that, I don't really believe that, but that's...
I don't know if I believe that.
That's why I said backwards something too.
Yeah, just like...
Yeah.
Okay. Now, these other, when you say insurance cost here, $60,000 to $65,000, is that accurate? Just out of curiosity.
What line item, Mr. Higgins?
Oh, that would be about halfway down the page, insurance.
That's vehicle insurance, vehicle and equipment insurance.
Okay, and you say that's all it's gonna go up is $5,000?
That's what we were, that's the estimate we were given.
Okay. Utilities is only gonna go up $5,000?
Again, that's the estimate that I was given.
Who gives you these estimates?
We get everything from the auditor's office.
Auditor's office.
From, I believe, the county.
And what do they base that on?
I believe they get numbers from the county.
And what does the county base that on?
I don't know the answer to that.
Okay.
I just know what they give me.
Say utilities question?
Okay. What's refunds? Where it says refunds?
Those are...
$6,000.
We get refunds.
For...
If someone cancels, like a rental, they get a percentage back.
Oh, okay, so that's...
So we're budgeting for those refunds, yes.
I see. So it's usually about the same every year?
Yeah, we have it approximate. Hasn't gone over.
Anything else? Okay, I believe we had a motion on this. Is there a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded. Roll call, please.
Spencer?
Yes.
Chartiger?
Yes.
Hickey?
No.
Coley?
Yes.
Rivera?
Yes. Our next item is...
Oh, wait a minute, we got the budgets, yeah.
You know what?
Budgets. September, we need a motion for the September 2025 Legends expense. We already did that.
Yeah.
We need the 2026 Legends budget. I make a motion for the Legends budget.
Second.
Thank you.
Been moved and seconded. Roll call.
Wait a minute, that's a...
You got questions?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Carrie, tell me what we've accomplished this year. Just, you know, you don't have to, just kind of what we've done, just...
Well, right now, our operating profit is $333,000.
And that is compared to last year? How, it's better?
We're $34,000 ahead of last year.
That's wonderful.
So our 3%, there's only four of us that are full-time at the Legends, so the 3% cost of living raise came to $7,400.
That's impressive, I like that. Okay, let me ask you the same questions. The pro shop supplies, you're going from $95,000 down to $90,000. Why is that? Just out of curiosity.
We've needed it in other lines. Do you guys have our capital improvements to be made for next year?
I see that. Capital improvements, $161,000?
Yeah, so we added that $5,000 into there because we need probably about three or four different pieces of equipment that we weren't accounting for.
So you're telling me you're just shuffling the numbers. Yeah. It's all gonna even out.
Yeah.
Okay. Is capital equipment, did you do about the same last year in capital equipment as this year? Or?
Well, we have that new mower lease coming up, so we won't know what that lease is gonna be.
Is that 240 for that?
No, it's combined with the carts, the lease on the carts.
No, I mean, is that where it says capital equipment? Is the mower lease going to be coming out of the...
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Well, I have no more questions.
Okay. No more questions. Roll call, please.
Spencer?
Yes.
Chartiger?
Yes.
Hickey?
Yes.
Coley?
Yes.
Rivera?
Yes. Okay, our fourth item that we're adding is a backflow preventer replacement at the maintenance building on Nave Road, not to exceed $13,000. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
I'll make a motion to approve the backflow at the maintenance building at 1600 Nave Avenue for $13,000.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Roll call, please.
Spencer?
Yes.
Shartiger?
Yes.
Hickey?
Can I ask one question? Why do we need this backflow?
The one we have now is outdated and failing. It's still working, but they told us it cannot replace any more parts and it needs replaced.
Maybe can I say something?
Sure.
Just because I'm in this business. Backflow preventers in every building have to be inspected yearly.
Okay.
By the state. You'll get a certified plumbing or fire prevention contractor that will do the inspection, but all that paperwork goes back to the state on a yearly basis. And what it sounds like just from talking to Steve is that's probably the original backflow to the building. They're starting to go with a new style of backflow because they're trying to start to phase out the old.
When was the last time this is replaced? Do you have any idea?
I don't think this one's ever, I think it's the original one. They inspected every year, but this year's inspection, they told us last month that it needs replaced. First he said he'd find parts. Well, then he called me, says, can't find any parts, this thing's too old. Then they gave me that. I have one estimate from one company right now. It's $12,000 to replace the entire thing. The other estimate is $9,400 from the same company to piece it out. They recommended we replace the entire thing. So I have another company coming Friday to give us another estimate. So it'll be no more than the 12. If the other one comes in higher, we'll go with the 12.
And I will add this, that if we don't replace it now, in the next 3 or 4 or 5 years, the state's probably going to make us replace it to a new style.
Good.
Okay.
Hickey?
You already voted.
Oh, we did?
Did you?
No, I didn't vote. Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Coley?
Yes.
Rivera?
Yes.
I knew somebody voted.
Okay, we'll move right into the board reports. Joe?
As usual, the resi, same things going on up there. We just did the basin. We're going to do the basin and the banks one more time before winter. We did the basin last week. We'll probably do it one more time. The banks we're probably doing this week before all the leaves start falling. We power washed the old restroom building up there and did the inside of the building. Did the same thing at Stadium Park. Power washed the whole building, pavilion, and inside the restrooms. Community Park, we did the same thing. South Sippo, we did the same thing and the playground. And Lincoln, we did it and the playground down there also, along with the restrooms. And do the trash. Roofs and the dugouts have started. We got one done. We're waiting on materials for the other ones. I have some pictures of the one that we did. You guys want to see them. We're still doing the fields. And the leaves are starting to come and the grass started to grow again. So they're out doing the grass and the leaves at the same time. And we cleaned up outside and inside the shop and got rid of all anything that we weren't using and it was trashed and it looks pretty decent.
Question for you, Joe. Mm-hmm. How much time do you spend a week at Stadium Park?
Not a lot. During the winter, but in the fall, we spend days and days, but during the year, the grass don't grow real much up there with all the trees. So.
Right.
And then I'll go through maybe once a week. Maybe once every 2 weeks just to do the grass that actually grows. In the fall, we're there probably 3 days a week. It don't look like we even do anything. You go back, it looks the same, so we do it again.
Okay, thank you, Joe. Carrie.
Yes, we're kind of in our cool down period for the year. Things are slowing down just a little bit. We're still averaging roughly 200 golfers on the weekends each day and about 180 per day during the week. So we're still pretty busy, kind of like morning to mid-afternoon. We have a wedding actually coming up this Saturday at the golf course with a reception. The asphalt work is supposed to be done this week, but I know their paver broke yesterday, so we're still hoping they make it out this week to finish the asphalt. We had Maslin and Ferris 1975 reunions last week and the week before up in the tent, so they really enjoyed that. Luckily, we've had a good fall where we were able to catch up from the bad spring that we had, so we're lucky to be ahead $34,000 from last year. So we're looking to have a pretty big profit at the end of the year.
Great. Didn't rain for once.
Yes.
Harry, can you tell me what the debt payment was in dollars that was paid this year? Do you have any idea?
I do. I have. $429.
Yeah, but what part did the Legends pay this year? Do you have any idea? Because we changed that last year. What did it come out to be?
3%.
Isn't that 3% of our revenue?
Yes. Yes.
So would that have to wait till the end of the year?
Mm-hmm. You have a rough estimate? You don't have to be precise.
Yes. Somewhere. Right now, paid towards the bond, $38,892, and then the charges for services for the greens fees is $25,928. So about $64,000 right now, pretty close to that.
For debt payment this year, mm-hmm. How much of an increase was that from last year, would you say? Mm-hmm. If you can't remember. It's about $40,000, isn't it?
It's an increase.
Thank you.
Thank you, Carrie. Carolyn?
Well, as you see in my report, things are going well. A lot of in and out activities, constant activities, events going on. So things are going well, and now these next few weeks are going to be really busy with the open enrollment because I have a lot of insurance routes that are booked back to back and a lot of appointments scheduled for people to review their insurance. So things are going well.
Great. Thank you. Kiana.
We were able to offer swim lessons for the first time in months because we finally got some lifeguards, got them trained to offer swim lessons. So we have 18 classes that we're holding right now with a total of 43 participants. We offered 39 fitness classes last month. We received a $500 donation from Maslin Cable TV for the breakfast at Santa, along with Kings Island tickets, Factory of Terror tickets, and a chocolate basket was donated for a trunk or treat. We held the Faith in Action Health Fair here September 18th. That was from 8:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. We had a Shears Employee Appreciation out at Community Park on September 27th, where they rented the entire park for the employees and had food trucks and activities for their employees and children. We have 14 teams registered for the Fall Adult Softball League. Club Extreme, we're still collecting bid acceptance for that program. Rookie sports, we offered soccer for the month of September, and we had 20 participants. The partition here behind us was fixed in the community rooms. Some of the lockers were repaired, and the pool pump to the Lazy River was fixed. We're still doing good in our membership numbers for September. Our membership revenue is $19,718.50. The usage was 8,518 visits for September, and we sold 638 day passes.
I do have a question. How many members do you have at the rec center, Tiana?
I don't have that number off.
Oh, you don't have to be.
Well,
precise.
I gave it to you last night.
I got it.
Sure.
As of September 1st, we had 6,899 this year.
And me ask you a question, Tiana. Do you see our memberships going up? And do you think our revenue will be affected with the new Planet Fitness moving in?
I really don't think so, just because of the members that we have here are more seniors and families that come here, where that's more of like the younger generation. We still have those members, and we probably may take a little hit from it, but okay. I don't see a major hit, no.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tiana. Steve?
As you can see, our rec center camera project was completed. We're waiting on the contractor for the drainage at Lincoln Park and the tree trimming on Lincoln Way at South and North Sitpo as you go east or west right there on both sides. Stated before, the parking lot and the cart paths are in progress. Hopefully that's going to be done soon at the Legends. The reservoir stream bank project, we received 9 bids. We have a low bidder, a qualified low bidder, but we cannot award that bid until the money comes from the state, which is said to be October 20th. There's no reason to believe it's not going to happen, but with the government shutdown, it could slow it down for some reason. We'll wait to hear about that next week. Duncan Plaza, we put some new plants. A lot of plants died down there this year. We had a rough time with them. And then they were overgrown, and it was just gnarly looking, so we took a lot of those plants out, redid some of that. Then coming events in the next couple weeks, the Massillon McKinley Blood Battles here on the 21st, the parade and bonfire on the 24th, and then trunk or treat, if you're not busy, come on down on the 30th.
I know this is a tough question to, what repairs to answer, right? What repairs do you see in the future for next year, the next couple of years? Do you see any major repairs coming?
I'm going to anticipate the last HVAC unit that has not been replaced in the last 10 years. Going to knock on wood. We haven't had any problems with it, but the other ones have been replaced. And
How much did that cost?
I'm sorry.
How much?
It was about $40,000 when we did that. That was year. I think it's been 5 or 6 years since we replaced the last one. So who knows what the cost will be if we get to that. We need to look at have our gym ceiling looked at, either a spray foam or some more work done up there. It's plastic. It's kind of peeling in some spots. So we'll look at that.
What's the cost for that?
We're waiting to get it.
Rough estimate.
I'd say $30,000 or $40,000. I'm hoping. I honestly don't know the answer because they haven't given us a number yet. I can tell you the pool, every motor's been replaced, every heater's been replaced. Obviously the gym or the kiddie pool was replaced. Right now we don't anticipate any problems in there. But you never know.
The reason I'm asking this, I'm trying to wrap my head around this $1.8 million project we're gonna do for the resi. And I just want to make sure that we can, that it's feasible on our end. So that's why I'm asking.
I think once we get together and see which way we want to go with it, it will have more answers for that, whether some of the money comes from a loan, some of it comes from a carryover. I really believe we can't take it all from a carryover. I wouldn't think that would be wise.
No.
Because we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, right?
Right.
But I can tell you, and I say this with confidence, we've done a lot in this building in the last 8 or 9 years. There's always going to be something, but I think the major problems, I'm going to say, I hope are behind us with really high dollar items. We got a pretty good preventative maintenance program right now. We have the street department takes care of our parking lot. We're going to have to do the parking lot. We're going to have to get an estimate for that. But for the major things inside this building, I think we've done a lot. And there's always going to be something, though. And I couldn't give you a total for
no,
sure.
No, no. It's always something unexpected.
But I do believe we should not take the entire carryover, regardless of what we do, and go, go with if that should come to fruition.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
We have nothing else. I move to adjourn.